Have you ever wondered how many genres of music there really are? Find out on episode number 51 of Bits of Bryn. Hello, today is Sunday, December 3rd, 2006, and you are listening to episode 51 of Bits of Bryn. Today, I'm going to talk about the 2006 Billboard Awards taking place tomorrow evening. I looked to see what country artists had received nominations, and I saw that Rascal Flatts had picked up 5 different nominations. Carrie Underwood actually picked up 4 nominations herself. Some other country artists that got nominations were Kenny Chesney, Toby Keith, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Gretchen Wilson, Sugarland, Rodney Atkins, and Brad Paisley. And I asked myself, how did these people get nominated? Because I really didn't know. I wasn't sure if it was arbitrary or if there was a system that they went by. I was curious about that because Keith Urban wasn't nominated for anything. And I was rather confused because Keith Urban's Once in a Lifetime became the highest debuting country single, it was number 17, in the 62-year history of the Billboard's country charts. And he won Male Vocalist of the Year at the CMA, and he didn't get nominated. So I really wondered how they determined who deserved to receive a nomination. I looked it up in Wikipedia, and I saw that the awards were given to the top-selling album, artist, and single in a particular genre. So it's about money. Of course! I don't know why that didn't occur to me. And I think, I find that rather fascinating because the Country Music Awards, it was, of course it's always about money, but it was less important and it was more about the quality of the musician and their music rather than how much cash the label got for that song. The 2006 Billboard Awards, you would think, would pertain to every bit of music that's been released in America the past year and what was the best, but it's really not. It's about who is the most popular and who made the most money out of those popular people, and only a few people were popular because of marketing. You can't have a song make money without the proper marketing, and you can't have the proper marketing without money. Marketing can go both ways. There's good marketing and there's bad marketing. Good marketing, you're featured on MTV a lot, you are on the radio, and you're on Jay Leno and several talk shows. That's the only way to get good marketing, and that costs money. Then there's bad marketing. Catherine McPhee, I found out, she did a spread for Blender Magazine for marketing, and it's terrible. People are going to call her all sorts of things. They won't take her seriously, and they won't buy her music because they think she's a slut. And that is not good marketing. The people in the industry will say, oh, it's tasteful, baby, honey, just do it, it's fine, you're going to make so much money. But it's not true. They tank their careers and they are never heard from again after they humiliate themselves in a magazine. But that kind of marketing isn't going to get you a seat in the 2006 Billboard Awards. Also, there are only 4 genres on the 2006 Billboard Awards. 4 genres. It's ridiculous. There's R&B hip-hop, rap, rock, and country. What about pop, techno, dance, satire, classical, blues, jazz, anything? Apparently, those aren't real genres, because they're not on the 2006 Billboard Awards. Pop was huge 2 years ago, and today there is one award for pop. It's the Pop Single of the Year. So, pop is old hat, apparently, because the industry is fickle and they care more about money than a variety and quality music. I want to break into this industry, and in order to do that, I need lots of money and I need to be current. Unfortunately, what's current in the music industry changes faster than fashion. Now, last time I checked, pop music was still on the radio. But those genres included in the Billboard Awards this year, they're only big because they're being marketed properly. Now, some of those genres have some really good music and some really good artists. And there's been some really good rock bands and R&B hip hop, even though I don't care for it, I can't deny that there's some good songs. And of course, I love country music, and so I'm not complaining why those particular genres are there. But it's all to do with the precedent. If the RIAA doesn't want to push a certain genre, then it's not going to be there. It's not really a reflection of the best music of the year. It's a game that we have to learn how to play, and I'm going to have to learn how to play it in order to break into this industry. It'll be tough, but we'll see how it works out. Anyway, feel free to enjoy the 2006 Billboard Awards tomorrow night. For Gigabits today, I have a gig for a Walmart Christmas party on the 7th of December, and I have been in contact with Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band, and I have confirmed an interview date for the 6th of December. I will be interviewing him and all of his band members for this podcast. That interview will be on episode number 52. It should be about 15 minutes long, and I'm going to see if I can get him to play a song for us. I'm going to help be one of their roadies after the show. I left a message on his cell phone during my lunch period on Friday, and I got a message after school from my dad saying that Ryan Shoup had called back and agreed to let me interview him after their performance. I'm really excited about this interview, and I hope that you'll enjoy listening to it. Now, for the song of the week, I am singing I Love You by Martina McBride. This song has actually been giving me a lot of trouble for many months. I tried singing it earlier, but I was never able to hit the note. I would always go flat or sharp, and I could never, ever control my voice to sing this song. Even though it sounds quite simple, it's actually a really difficult song to sing. And after I started taking lessons from Dean, I went over this song with him, and now I can do it. I hope you like it. Yeah. The sun is shining every day, clouds never get in the way for you and me. I've known you just a week or two, but baby, I'm so empty, you can hardly breathe. And I'm being so totally wrapped up, emotionally attracted, so physically active, so recklessly I need you, so desperately sure as the sky is blue. Baby, I love you. Can hardly wait till our next kiss. You're so cool. If I'm dreaming, please don't wake me up, cause baby, I can't get enough of what you do. And I'm in so electrically charged up, kinetically active, erratically need you, fanatically I get you, me magically sure as the sky is blue. I love you. thank you for listening to episode number 51 of Bits of Bryn. And also thanks to Holly and Rick for sending me those emails. And as always, thank you so much for staying subscribed to my podcast. I've been podcasting for almost 2 years, and you guys are still here listening to me. Thank you so much. On episode number 52, be sure to listen to the interview with Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band. And for episode 53, I'll be releasing a Christmas show for you. There'll be 10 to 12 songs for you to enjoy during your holidays. See you next time.